grandfather time, one step at a time. Running for your life, running for your life. We'll make it out together. Running for your life, running for your life. Make the moment last forever.
Welcome to the Running for Your Life podcast. A podcast designed to share the joy of running so that you can live a long and healthy life. I am your host, Barry Karch, and I'm glad you're spending a little time with me today. I hope your running is going good and all is well in your life. A couple of episodes ago, I mentioned that I was going to do the Tower Challenge. And in case you didn't hear that episode, what that is, it's a very unique race that I just became aware of, and what it involves is running 1 mile and then climbing up a tower. And the race I did was in San Antonio, and it's climbing up the Tower of Americas, which is 75 stories high, which equates into 952 steps, ending at the observation deck. I'd never even been in the tower before, so I got to catch the views from the observation deck the hard way. I had to earn it. But I did the race, and it was certainly a very neat experience. And I'm planning to do it again next year. I only became aware of the race less than 3 weeks before race day, so I really didn't have time to properly train for it. Not at all. The best I could do to simulate it is run 1 mile at a very brisk pace in the gym on a treadmill, and then right next door to the treadmill was a stair stepper. So I immediately jumped off the treadmill, went over to the stair stepper, and climbed up 952 steps. I think I did that maybe 3 times to prepare for it, and it was challenging. I was dripping sweat, but I got it done. So that, again, was the best I could do to prepare for it. And race day came, and I have to admit, I was super nervous on this race. I'm nervous on every race, really, but I was more nervous on this one because I didn't know what to expect at all, never having done anything like this, didn't know what the staircase was going to be like, how crowded it would be. I just didn't know anything to expect. So I got there plenty early just to be safe. It was kind of a cool morning, but it was calm, and lined up for the start of the race and took off on the mile. Before I go into the results of the race, people had asked me, what is your race plan? And, you know, I hadn't really given it a lot of thought, not having done this before and really not knowing, again, what to expect out of it. But when I thought about it a little bit more, my plan was to run a pretty brisk mile, not all out, of course, because I have to save energy to get up the 952 steps, but just the same, to run a pretty brisk mile. And then I thought maybe I could jog up the steps to start with to kind of recover, catch my breath a bit, and at the halfway point, hopefully pick up the pace a little bit. And then once I got to about the last 10 or 15 stories, then go all out, give it all I had left to finish it. So that was the plan going into the race. And here's what actually happened. I started the race, again, ran a fairly brisk mile. It was not a good course to run a fast mile on because it had lots of twists and turns, and you hardly had any straightaway whatsoever. So you couldn't really just get out there and cruise, constantly turning and cutting and coming back and so forth. I finished the mile somewhere around the 7-minute mark, which isn't super fast for me. I don't know exactly what my pace was because they didn't have the end of the mile marked exactly or marked at all. So I don't really know where it ended and where just going into the building and getting up to the staircase, came into being. I'm not sure if that was part of the mile or not. But the last time I'd raced a mile race was about 22 years ago. So it was quite a long time ago. And I had trained for it then. And at that time, I ran a 5:20 mile, which was pretty decent, I think, for someone in his around 40, 41 years old. But this time, being much older and not training for it properly, I came in somewhere around 7 minutes. Could be a little less, could be a little more, but it was somewhere right around there. I know I can do better than that if I properly train for this thing, but that's what it was this time. So finished the mile, got inside the building to the staircase and started up and could not get to a jogging pace whatsoever. I knew right from the start that was going to be hopeless. I was just tired. I was winded from the mile and my quads were sore. My legs were sore in general. Could not jog at all up the staircase. I was just, I guess, walking up basically step, 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 just going up that staircase. I went up at a steady pace, not fast at all, but I continued on up it without stopping. My heart was beating pretty hard during it, but I just kept moving. And I told myself exactly that. Just keep moving. Just stay in the game. Just keep moving. And I had maybe about three people pass me going up the staircase. And I probably passed about three people going up too. So no real big change at all in the standings going up the case. And everyone that I could see was just walking up the staircase. I didn't see anybody jogging or running whatsoever. I'm sure some people did it, but they were probably so far in front of me that I never even saw them. So I'm just going up the staircase, a steady pace, but continuing to move. I refused to stop. I refused to give in to it, even though, again, my heart was beating hard. My legs were tired. I just kept moving. And I just told myself, again, just keep moving. Just keep going, and things will turn out okay. You just have to keep moving. Stay in the game. And so going up the staircase, there's numbers along the wall. It said like 15, 30, 45. So I'm assuming that is the story that I'm on in the building. Then I get up to 60 and I think, okay, I got about 15 more stories to go. I'm almost there. I can get this done. I think the last one I saw was 62. And then lo and behold, huge surprise, I'm at the finish line. Like, where did that come from? It's kind of a pleasant surprise, actually. So apparently those numbers were not the stories of the building. I don't know what they were. I'll know that for next year, that when you get just past 60, the race is about over. So I was, again, anticipating more, but I got to like 62, and then right in front of me is the finish line. So crossed the finish line, very happy about that. Got to take in the view, got to drink some water, hydrate. The bad news is we had to walk down the stairs to get back outside to where the award ceremony was. They wanted to save the elevators for emergency people. So had to walk down the 952 steps, which wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Got outside. My time was about 19:30 in the event, and I had peaked at last year's standings for my age group, and I saw that if I was in the 20-minute range, 20 minutes and 30 seconds or so, somewhere in the 20s, even down to 20:50 maybe, I thought I would have a chance to medal. But you never know. Every year is different. Different people do it. So I wasn't sure, but I was feeling pretty good about my time, especially since I had walked up the staircase. I was like, I guess that was pretty good pace on the walk. And so I get to the award ceremony, and it turns out I got the second place medal in my age group, which I was very, very pleased with. Again, because I hadn't even really trained for this event. So super thrilled to be in place number two. I know I can do a bit better if I do train for it. But the person who came in first place was about a minute and 20 seconds ahead of me, a lot. He did really well. I don't think I would hit that pace even if I trained for it. I'm not sure that that's in my capabilities. But looking the other direction, to third place, the third place finisher, I didn't know this during the race, but looking at the results, he was only 5 seconds behind me. So just a few stairs behind me, right on my tail. So lucky for me, I ended up in second place. And so that's how the race went. By the way, the overall winner of the race did it in a phenomenal 13 minutes and change, incredibly fast. And it turns out they made mention of him in the award ceremony. Apparently, he's done this race many, many years, and he's not from San Antonio. He travels around the country to compete in climbs just like this one. I didn't even know that's a thing, but that's his specialty. So he was phenomenal at it, really, really good. And if you're curious, I just looked him up because I was curious myself. He was in the 40 to 49 age range. Not sure where in there he was, but he was in that age group, and he just did phenomenal. Beat everyone by, I think, at least a couple of minutes in the race, if I'm not mistaken. So that's how it went. Very enjoyable. I encourage you to try something different. Stretch yourself out. You don't do the same old all the time. And the big message I want to give you today is just stay in the game. As I mentioned, going up the staircase, I found I was not able to run it at all. But instead of being disappointed, I just kept going. I told myself, just keep moving. Just keep stepping. One step in front of another. One after another. Keep going. Stay in the game. And that is the whole key to success. Stay in the game. You don't have to be great. You don't have to be super fast. Just stay in the game. Keep doing it. Keep moving. And good things happen. That's kind of really the story of my racing overall. I'm not super fast person. I have a reasonable ability in these races. Probably a little bit better than average, I would say. But I'm far, far from elite or a really top runner. I just stay in the game and keep moving and do the best I can. And I've got to tell you, you are a winner for just showing up and doing these events. If you think about it, 95% of the population can't do the events you're doing. Even your training runs, they can't do it. So you are a winner just for showing up and doing what you can do. You're already a winner, no matter where you end up in the results. So again, keep moving, keep one foot in front of another, keep a positive attitude, but most importantly, stay in the game. Stay in the game in running, stay in the game in life. Keep trying new things, keep putting one foot in front of another, keep moving forward, keep striving to get better every day, keep striving to do your best, keep trying to learn new things, keep trying to improve, keep staying in the game. Hope you have a great week. Let me know what you're up to, what your challenges are. Love to hear from you. I'm at Barry Karch at runningforyourlife.us. See you next week.